One event that was in Saskatoon last year that I had the chance to go to, very eye-opening, and back again this year, is the Charged Up Saskatoon Electric Vehicle Expo in partnership with TCU Place. So it's actually in the parking lot across from TCU Place. And I'm talking to Tyler Krause. So he's the events coordinator for SaskEV and the president of the Tesla Owners Club of Saskatchewan. Tyler, thank you so much for coming in today, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So not only is the Electric Vehicle Expo back, it's bigger than it was last year now. Isn't it too?
Yeah, absolutely. We have we got more cars, we have more vendors, and this year we have 9 food trucks coming out as well. So people can come, enjoy the weather, and grab a bite to eat.
So, I mean, we'll get this out of the way first and foremost, because I think when some people hear the words like parking lot and cars and test this out, test that out, their brains kind of shut it out because like they're expecting pushy salespeople to come in and try to sell them something. But that's not what this is about. This is more about sharing the enthusiasm for electric vehicles, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we do have some vendors and dealers there, which is very important to the event. But we also have a lot of electric vehicle owners that are there just to kind of help educate the public and share their experience with their cars, you know, in Saskatchewan and how do they actually work here with our environment, right?
Yeah. Well, one thing I remember about going to the expo last year, there was some pretty cool cars on display. Like there was a Tesla Model X, which does that Christmas dance thing. I put the video up on our Facebook page and there was like quite a response about that. It's really cool. What kinds of things are we going to see at the expo this year?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're definitely going to have, a lot of the big manufacturers of EVs. We're going to have a lot of Teslas out there. We're going to have quite a few from Chevrolet and from Porsche as well. But we also have some locally made EVs. So last year and this year, we are going to have a company called Rokion. They're a subsidiary of Prairie Machine, and they make electric mining vehicles.
Whoa.
And they are super cool. And they're manufactured here in Saskatoon. So definitely come check that out as well. And of course, we're going to be doing ride-along. So you can check out the EVs, but also some of the owners are going to be taking people for rides, so you can actually experience what it feels like to accelerate in, you know, only a couple seconds to, you know, 100 kilometers an hour or something like that.
Well, and then, like you said, showcasing electric mining equipment. So this isn't just about getting a vehicle into your driveway. This is kind of enthusiasm for, like, the whole industry of electric vehicles.
Absolutely, yeah. And we do have a stage. This year it's sponsored by Von Wine Auto Group. And on that stage, we're going to be doing quite a few presentations and Q&A sessions so people can learn more about, like you said, the industry as a whole. So we're going to be talking about, you know, things like battery research that was done at the U of S. SAS Power is also going to be there to talk about, you know, what they're doing with the industry and how they're going to be supporting, you know, extra grid demands and how they're going to be cleaning up their grid a little bit more. So it's really the whole industry, right from the vehicle to mining to even things like solar panels.
If anybody has maybe just had like longstanding questions in their brain about how EVs work, this is going to be the place to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Come by, check us out, and we'll be there to answer any questions and have some fun.
So I got to ask, what do you have for an EV?
So I have a 2018 Tesla Model 3. I've had it for, I guess about 4 years now, and it's been fantastic.
Being an EV owner, what would you say, if somebody had reservations in their brain about even just giving a test drive, like what would you say to them? Is there any sort of longstanding myths about electric vehicles that you kind of want to dispel?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think living in Saskatchewan, the biggest question that I always get is, you know, do these cars actually work in winter? Because everyone's familiar with how poorly their battery and their phone might work or their laptop, right? You go outside, -40, your phone's going to die in probably, you know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And even things like, well, you know, every 2 years, I got to buy a new battery for my phone. And I think that's the biggest myth that we want to bust, because EVs are so different than your phone or your laptop, because the batteries in an EV, for one thing, they're absolutely massive. They weigh about 1,000 pounds, and they're all, for the most part, especially the newer ones, they're all cooled and heated kind of automatically. So if you're in an environment like Saskatchewan, yeah, the range is going to be reduced a little bit, but that battery is still going to perform really well. And in a lot of cases, and a lot of people find this very interesting, these cars will actually be more reliable in cold weather than a gas car. Because in a gas car, you got all that thick oil and stuff in there, and you got to keep it plugged in. I've let my Tesla sit outside at work for 10 hours. I think my record was like -43 without the wind chill. And, you know, I turned it on and I went home no problem. Whereas a lot of my coworkers, they had to get a boost or had to get a tow.
And then the electric heaters in the blowers, so that's like that instant hot air too, that instant gratification in those cold days.
Absolutely. And this is actually part of one of the presentations that I'm involved in, but we had a video filmed a couple of years ago from one of our club members in his Tesla, and the video showed him outside. It was, I think, -30-ish, and he showed how quickly it would heat up, and I believe it took him 4 minutes to go from something like -30 inside the cabin to +20.
Oh,
so yeah,
man.
It's like absolutely instantaneous heat. And so a lot of people here, they actually prefer their EV over their gas car in winter.
I'm stoked. And that's something I definitely want to get into myself. myself. So this is going to be the place to go. Charged Up Saskatoon Electric Vehicle Expo. Again, presented by TCU Place. That is happening in the parking lot across from TCU Place this Sunday, 10 till 5. There's going to be a little bit of something for everybody. And best of all, free event. Tyler Krause, events coordinator for SaskEV, and again, the president of the Tesla Owners Club of Saskatchewan. Tyler, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today.
Thank you.